Hi, this is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder and the co-director of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. I'm here with Daniel Gemario, who is the founder and director of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. And we're here today to talk to you about shamanic astrology. And I thought we would start out by asking Daniel, really, how is shamanic astrology different from other forms of astrology? What is shamanic astrology? And if you could give us a little bit of a description of that, would be great.
Well, first and foremost, to be very clear, it is not related to sun sign astrology or the more mainstream view of placing everyone within just the groupings of the month they were born in. Shamanic astrology covers the entire journey of the soul from a lineage to a whole variety of different life purpose themes. We make the assumption that when a person's born, they're not a blank slate. We look at the moon as lineage, where we've come from. We also make the assumption that our life has an intent and a purpose. And there are clues on the chart that will pretty clearly describe what the intent of the soul is in the current life. We also, in shamanic astrology, blend together ancient and modern techniques. We actually go way back into the Neolithic to get clues about the way ancient people related to the night sky. And then we update it and bring it into the current time through the use of archetypes and a whole variety of different expressions of the god and the goddess as represented through the Venus and Mars positions and other things on the chart.
So you were talking about how the moon and ascendant is different than other ways that it's used in other forms of astrology. Can you explain a little bit more about it, how it's actually used in shamanic astrology?
The different moon positions are akin to who you used to be. So if a person, say, had a Capricorn moon, that would mean that you used to be a Capricorn. You previously graduated from the University of Capricorn. We've kind of perceived the different signs as mystery schools. So the moon is where we've come from, and then the rising sign will clearly describe the directional flow of the soul. It's like a person is signing up for a different mystery school, in the sense that every life question, at least generally, can be answered by directing the question toward the rising sign. This is just a very, very general way of perceiving the difference between the moon and the rising sign. There's a lot of other differences, in particular, that in shamanic astrology, there are no hierarchical judgments. We've kind of thrown out things like rulerships or detriments or the different way of weighting things, positive, negative, good, bad, and so on. We like to look at it as that every place on the wheel of life is equally valid, so that by having a chart done or by learning these techniques, we can develop a really beautiful template for compassion, of valuing all the different ways in which human beings can authentically explore their life purpose themes.
This is, that's so beautifully said, and I have to say that this work is tremendous and really impactful and changes people's lives in a beautiful way. But a question people might have is, why would I want to learn shamanic astrology, or why would I want to get a reading, or why would I want to come to a class? So can you speak to that?
Well, it's very helpful and useful to actually know something about what your own journey is, the uniqueness of your own journey. And then beyond that, I mean, a lot of times the way we're brought up in this culture, that we don't get the whole story beyond hierarchical patriarchy, beyond monotheistic religions. We try to tie it into the entire global and historical journey of humanity. So therefore, not only is there value in knowing who you are, but even more important is where you are along the timeline of your life and what particular initiatory processes you may be going through. We think that sometimes a person can be in an underworld cycle, sometimes they can be in a celestial or upper world cycle, and many times it's just plain old objective reality, and it's it's particularly important to know what phase you're in. And shamanic astrology provides a really large toolkit of navigation strategies in order to assist a person in knowing how to be in harmony with the nature of the cycle they're in. There's an assumption in shamanic astrology that the universe is supportive of a human being who consciously participates with the nature of the cycle that they're in.
It's so true. It can make such a difference in people's lives and help them to make more conscious choices and, you know, to feel that they're in a greater alignment and magic is happening in their life when they know this material. Something that people might also be interested in knowing is why you call this shamanic astrology.
Yes, this is a question that could be answered in about an hour discourse, but very shortly and in a short form, we would say, because the emphasis in this approach is on experiential, that virtually all of the insights that come in the shamanic astrology paradigm come from having a direct relationship with the night sky and also having a living organic relationship with the energies of the archetypes, which in the ancient past were referred to as the gods and the goddesses. So it's forming a relationship with these energies and being directly informed by them in combination with actually experiencing the sky. I should mention here that this form of astrology has total alignment with the original transmission of astrology, which could be summarized through the statement, as above, so below, as within, so without. So it's not a mechanistic or linear or more modern use of the word scientific approach. It's not cause and effect, but more of the old magical view of the correspondences, the ways in which the sky and the psyche are actually the same thing.
Yeah, so thank you so much for describing that. It's a really beautiful thing. And what I'd like to do is invite people to explore the site and look at some of the articles and more information. We offer classes. People can see where they might be able to get a shamanic astrology reading, if this is something that's interesting to you. We have the shamanic astrology handbook that goes into greater depth on these subjects. So we would invite you to check all of this out, and we would love to have you at a class with us sometime.
One other thought I had here, Kaylin, was to mention that taking classes in the school does not mean you have to be committed to becoming a, you know, full-scale astrologer. I mean, these techniques are useful for those who are psychologists, coaches, massage therapists, pretty much anyone out there who's involved in any kind of helpful or healing profession can use these techniques and tools to maximize the effectiveness of their own practices. And then also people come to the school just for their own personal exploration, to be able to get these tools as quick and with articulate tools to be able to achieve life purpose issues, to become aware of why they're on the planet here at this time period of a tremendous acceleration. Here, the time period we refer to as the turning of the ages, the end and the beginning of the 26,000-year cycle.
Yes, and just to follow up on what you're saying there, Daniel, that this is very easy to learn. It can be done, and we'll be offering online courses shortly, as well as 5-day intensives, and it's not something that takes a lifetime to study. So it is a great tool to add to whatever it is that you're already doing for your own personal growth, or if you're in a healing profession or a helping profession. Very, very helpful information that can be added to whatever is already part of your program. So anyway, again, would invite everyone to check out the website, and thank you so much for listening.